It is time for us to look at sports. And in sports, something happened last night which nobody expected. Serena Williams lost to Harmony Tan in the first match she's played in nearly a year. Now, I would figure it's been a year since she played. No matter how great she is, this is still the great tennis players that come to play, and she lost. And I don't know why they think that's so unexpected. If you take a year off, you haven't been playing in competitive play. You can practice all you want and train all you want, but if you're not in actual competition, you lose that little edge. That little edge. So, Serena is out. O-U-T. And how about this going on with Cleveland? They traded for Deshaun Watson. More people have come out now. And the NFL might actually suspend him. He has settled 20 out of 24 lawsuits out of court, but the NFL might suspend him. And now Baker Mayfield wants to move on from the Browns, whether or not Deshaun Watson comes or not. So they've set themselves up for a pretty interesting offseason and season heading into what goes on. All right. Let's talk a little bit of baseball. Yesterday, the Yankees defeated Oakland 2-1. Once again, the Yankees, they have a spot starter, Sears is his name. Absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable how he's performed. So the Yankees get another win. Toronto beat Boston 6-5. Houston against the Mets, 9-1. Houston won that game, 9-1. A little bit easier than against their split in the series with the Yankees. So where does that leave everybody? Well, it leaves the Yankees 12.5 ahead of Toronto, 13 ahead of Boston, and 14 ahead of Tampa Bay. How about Baltimore? They have been, the Orioles are 35-41. They've won 6 out of the last 10 games. They're having the best year they've had in a long, long time, and they still find themselves 20 games out of first place because of the Yankees. They're only 6.5 games out of second place. Minnesota has a 3-game lead over Cleveland in the AL Central. Houston has a 10-game lead over Texas in the AL West. The Mets lead is down to 4 over Atlanta and 8 over Philadelphia. In the Central Division, Milwaukee leads St. Louis by 0.5 game. In the West, the Dodgers lead San Diego by 1.5 games. So that's how that all plays out. And the Yankees and the Mets, still big stories. The Red Sox, even though they lost, still big stories. Red Sox, if the playoffs were to start now, would be the wild card team, one of the wild card teams. They've really rebounded since the start of the year. All right, that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.